Support for 89.7 NPR News comes from the James at Ohio State. The best outcomes for treating cancer come from early detection. The James Cancer Diagnostic Center is designed to provide rapid evaluation and a clear diagnosis to those who suspect they have cancer. Learn more at cancer.osu.edu/diagnosticcenter.
Welcome to All Sides with Amy Jurevich. This is Fascinating Ohio, a show where we introduce you to people from the Buckeye State with an interesting story to tell. And on this edition of Fascinating Ohio, it's all about vegan food. We're going to explore some vegan-friendly establishments this hour. And there are more than 170 vegan and vegetarian-friendly restaurants in Columbus, at least listed on the website Happy Cow. One of them is called Seitan's Realm. But it's not like the name sounds. It's Seitan. S-E-I-T-A-N. And it's a reference to the vegan meat substitute made from wheat gluten. Joining us to tell us more about the vegan food scene in Columbus and to learn more about his business, we have Kevin Reidenbaugh, owner and chef of Seitan's Realm. Welcome to All Sides, Kevin.
Good morning.
So what was your inspiration for opening a vegan deli? Why decide that?
Well, when I first started going vegan, I've been vegan for about 15 years now. Mm-hmm. Back then, the vegan options were very, very limited, to say the least. So I just started getting in the kitchen, creating things. I was a big meat eater. Mm-hmm. I'd gone vegan, and once I was vegan, I was looking around for options, and none were available. So I just started getting in the lab and working on it. And the first thing I ever made was a gyro. And the gyro was really good. My wife loved it. And from there, I kind of thought I was onto something. So I kind of went down the rabbit hole and kind of figured out what else I could make that I used to love when I was not a vegan.
Did you decide to become a vegan for health reasons, love of animal reasons,
yeah,
all the above?
So the biggest thing for me is just for the animals. Mm-hmm. Like I'd watched a few documentaries and just kind of felt like a little guilty about what I was doing. So that was like a big reason why I ended up going vegan.
So tell me about the idea of using seitan. First of all, it's made from wheat gluten. This is different than tofu. Explain
Correct.
It a little bit.
Yeah. So how I can really break it down for you is it's almost like making bread. Mm-hmm. is the best way I could do it. And we're just basically making like different flavors of bread and coloring them to kind of mock the meat that we used to eat.
And describe for people, like, so it doesn't taste like meat, but it kind of looks like meat, but it could taste like meat. It depends on what you're comparing it to, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, we use a lot of the same spices and things that you would use if you were making, say, like a dairy dish or a meat dish. So we try to emulate it as best as we possibly can. We are really just trying to put out good tasting food is what we're really trying to do. Mm-hmm. I know sometimes we can get close to it and sometimes maybe not as close to the real thing, but our whole goal is just to put out really good tasting food. So no matter what you eat, like if you eat at our place, you're going to love it.
Well, did you have the food idea first or the theme and decor of your restaurant? So I guess first we're going to have you describe your restaurant decor for us a little bit.
Sure. Yeah. So our restaurant decor, like I'm really into horror and like I really like punk music and stuff. And those things kind of all went together. And the veganism kind of came with the punk music and stuff, too. It's kind of like my first introduction of even knowing or hearing what a vegan was that through that culture and everything. So, yeah, if you come to our restaurant, you'll see lots of horror mask, horror movie posters. And we really just like to have a lot of fun with that decor.
So that's you leaning kind of into the word Satan, maybe, instead
yes.
of Seitan, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We have like a little, a couple little devil-themed things in our restaurant as well.
So did you decide to use Seitan for your food first or have the decor theme going on first?
So it's all started with the food. Mm-hmm. We had really kind of like got about 6 really solid menu items down. I knew I'd wanted to do a food truck just to kind of, mm-hmm. you know, start off and kind of see where it goes. I wanted to kind of play it safe when we were starting off. So we started with the food truck. That just kind of like exploded. Like as soon as we had opened, it was way beyond anything like I was ever even prepared for. Mm-hmm. I was actually like, working a full like 9-to-5 job, and I was just kind of going to do Seitan's Realm on the side, and it was just going to be like a little side hustle kind of thing for fun. And like real fast, we had kind of just exploded, and I needed to make a decision, you know, to stick with my 9-to-5 or do Seitan's Realm. So we ended up picking Seitan's Realm. We couldn't be happier.
Did you have like a lot of requests for your food truck, or are you saying that the line every time you park somewhere? Or,
So we were over in Clintonville. We had started over at Virtue Salon. We had set up in a parking lot. You know, if 20 people showed up, I was going to be elated. And basically, I think that day we had at least over 100 people. Like, the line was like wrapped down the street, and it was fun. It was scary, but it was like such a great feeling that, you know, like the community like showed out for us.
And when did you open your brick and mortar location?
Okay, so that was it was actually Halloween of 2020.
Okay, wait, 2020. Oh, that's an interesting choice.
Yeah, it was. We had really struggled once the pandemic had hit. We were going to a lot of local breweries and everything. Obviously, those weren't able to be open. So we really kind of thought, you know, what's the best situation for us right now, since we're, you know, right into the pandemic. So we had found our space over on High Street. We'd fallen in love with it. And it's been, you know, history ever since. So
you're on High Street, just a little north of North Broadway, near Oakland Park, right?
Correct. Yep.
And so you opened the brick and mortar part, and then shortly thereafter, you expanded and made it twice as big, right?
Yeah, correct. We originally had about 6 tables. We could fit about 24 people, and now we can fit over 48 people in our new expansion.
And are you finding that people post-pandemic, do they eat in? Do they still like to take out? Like, how's that business working out?
I would say everything. So I would say probably about like a third of our customers are carry out, a third are dine in, the other third are delivery.
What do you prefer?
I really like when people dine in. I love to see people's reactions and stuff. It just kind of it makes you know that you're doing something that is making people happy. And that's what I really like. That's what I love about it, is just being able to do something that makes other people happy.
Do you see vegan people bringing meat eaters in and just being like, just try it, just try it?
Yeah, absolutely. We definitely have a lot of people that are bringing people in just to give it a shot. And then also a lot of our customers are not vegan, which to me is really awesome, because those are the people that we really are kind of like targeting. We really want everybody to enjoy it and not just be like just a vegan place.
This is Fascinating Ohio from All Sides on 89.7 NPR News, and we're talking about the vegan deli Seitan's Realm with owner and chef Kevin Reidenbaugh. So what's your favorite vegan meal to cook? I mean, it can be at your restaurant, or it should just be at home.
My favorite one to cook? I've been like on a real big chili kick, so I would say chili right now is probably like my favorite thing to make. It's super easy. Like, yeah, it's a really fun recipe. I never screw it up, so that's what I'm saying. It's probably my favorite one.
What do you think has spiked the popularity? I mean, there's a lot more. You mentioned that when 15 years ago you were struggling to find places to eat when you decided to go vegan. And what do you think? There's been a big spike, especially in the past 5 years, I would say, in vegan food and other restaurants having vegan options. What would you say spiked that popularity?
I think a big thing is just like the actual quality of it has gotten a lot better. Mm-hmm. I would say 15 years ago, like if you were getting, say, like store-bought things, like store-bought burgers, they weren't really as good. And I think just like with science and stuff, like they're like people have really gotten the taste very, very close to the real thing, which I think is kind of like a gateway for a lot of people too. You know, being vegan, it's a huge lifestyle change, and hopefully, like, if you come and eat our food, it's not like going to be like that drastic. You can still kind of eat the same things that you're eating. Like, we have cheesesteaks and beef and cheddars and wings and all kinds of stuff that you can eat. That,
yeah, I wouldn't say your restaurant is healthy.
No, it is. No, definitely not. We are definitely junk food vegans, and we wear that. For sure.
So where do you source your ingredients from?
We get most of our stuff like online. Like we order a lot of our ingredients online. The biggest thing that we make our seitan out of is Vital Wheat Gluten, and we get deliveries of that, and we order that by like the ton. So we actually just got a delivery yesterday, and I feel like I just got hit by a car, because it's a lot to move for sure. So
so tell me about some of the challenges to opening and running an all vegan deli besides the pandemic, because that was its whole other thing. But like, you know, running a restaurant is hard work, but then running a vegan restaurant, I feel, is probably a little extra hard.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the biggest thing for us was obviously, like, you want the quality of your food to be the best. Like, we really, really, before we even thought about opening, we want to make sure that all of our recipes, all of our sandwiches were great. I tried all my food out on my family and everything. We kind of gave scorecards out to everybody, so like I really was like, hey, please, like, if you don't like this, tell me, because if you are lying about it and you're pretending that you like it, it's not going to help me. So I basically like invited all my family over, I got really good responses from that. And then once I got good responses from that, I felt really comfortable about, you know, just trying to do like a little side hustle with Satan's Realm doing the food truck. And that's kind of where it started from there.
And I know that the beef enchilada has been on your menu for the from the beginning. Like, yep. What is your most popular thing, though?
I would say like our most popular sandwich besides the beef enchilada is probably a sandwich that we have called the Dude Ranch. So it's like a breaded chicken. It's our bacon. We have like cheddar cheese, which is like a cheddar cheese sauce, ranch, lettuce, tomato. It's on a pretzel bun. That's probably like one of our number one selling sandwiches.
So tell me about these sauces. So you just mentioned like cheddar cheese sauce. You mentioned ranch. What are you using to make it creamy?
So actually what we do is we actually make our own vegan mayo. Mm. And then we basically just like we have found recipes that are what anyone would use, and we just substitute basically all the dairy out and we put in our own ingredients.
Do you ever have people come in who think it's real meat? Or do they know?
I mean, yeah, I think most people are in on it. Okay. I think most people know for sure.
Yeah. Do you have people coming in expecting to be able to get some meat, or do they know if they're going to find you, they know it's going to be vegan?
Yeah, I think if they're looking out for us, they're definitely going to know it's vegan for sure.
There is some criticism around vegan food from some people don't like how it tastes. Sure. Some people have sensory issues with the texture. How do you combat this?
I think with what I've been talking about before, I think just trying to get it as close as humanly possible to the real thing is basically what's been helping us out. Like you were asking before, like what makes, you know, the challenges that we have for being a vegan business. I mean, obviously, prices are like skyrocketing right now. Mm-hmm. Like the economy is not the best. So we really have to come up some really crazy, like kind of creative ideas to kind of keep us afloat, I would say. But the biggest thing always just kind of comes back to the quality of food, the product that you're pushing out, your customer service, and just kind of like the vibe that your restaurant's creating.
What have you had to increase your prices because of inflation?
So that was always like a big thing with us. I will tell you that we have not. We really want to be a good option, and we really want to keep our prices down. I want to be like accessible for everyone. And should I probably be charging more for my sandwiches? Yes, I should be. Mm-hmm. But if I charge more, I feel like we'll lose customers. And I honestly just want to make sure that like all of Columbus can enjoy it. Like no matter where you are, like you can just come in and get it, and it's still going to be affordable, and you can feed your family.
Do you feel like Clintonville? It, like most of your customers are Clintonvillians, or is it? Or do people from all over the city come?
Yeah, so actually we get a lot of people from all over the state that come. We get a lot of people that travel and stuff. We're kind of like a destination spot, which is kind of fun because sometimes it kind of makes you a little nervous because somebody will say, "Hey, I drove all the way down, I drove all the way down from Cleveland to come try your stuff."
And you're like, "Oh, I hope you like it."
Yeah, the pressure's on. Like, you drove how long to get here?
Yeah, wow. Tell me more about the vegan food scene in Columbus. Because I don't know that all vegan restaurants are like friends. I mean, you're competing against each other.
Sure.
But it's how do you feel about like the number of vegan restaurants, and what's your assessment of the vegan food scene here?
I say with the vegan restaurants, the more the better. I mean, just getting everybody exposed to it is really, really great. I think that there are many, many good options available in Columbus. And in, like it's really great to say that you're from Columbus, Ohio, and you own a vegan restaurant, because there are vegan restaurants here are top notch.
Yeah. Do you think that the scene is growing, or have we reached like capacity?
I would say I feel like for a while we were definitely at a peak point. I think it kind of came down over the last couple of years, but I can kind of feel ourselves like building back up again. There's definitely a couple of places that we lost that were like really key to keeping the whole thing together. And we definitely miss those places. But I think that there's a few new places that are coming up, and like there's like a lot of really cool pop-ups that are happening and things too. So like people are kind of getting out there a little bit more and trying it out.
Yeah. There's this whole idea. It's been around for a long time about the Meatless Monday.
Yeah.
And so the idea of like eating meat less. Do you hear that from people? Do they come to you because they're trying to eat less meat?
I would say I think most of the time, like people are, if they are trying us out, a lot of it is just kind of like the curiosity factor. Mm-hmm. I would say there's definitely people that do stop in, like I was saying before, that they are not vegan and they're just kind of trying it out. So
Yeah. Do you have any plans to expand a second Satan's Realm the second?
We do not.
Okay.
We are very, very happy with our one location. Our one location takes up a lot of our lives. So, yes.
Okay. Got it. And just for the people who are listening, you also, you tend to have like, so you have a set menu, but
yes,
then you have specials sometimes.
Correct.
What? Tell me like what's going on for Thanksgiving. Don't you have some Thanksgiving specials?
Yeah. So right now for this week, our special is a turkey sandwich. It's like a deep fried turkey sandwich with mashed potatoes, gravy, stuffing. It's on a brioche bun. It's called the Gobzilla. So yeah, we're doing that for this week. And we're also doing family meals for Thanksgiving as well. You can still get your pre-order in as well.
So you can like so if you're going to your family Thanksgiving and it's going to be all meaty, you could bring your own, like what can you order from you?
Absolutely. So like with our meals right now, we have either a meal for one or a meal for four. Mm-hmm. And we have our ham, we have turkey, mashed potatoes, gravy, stuffing. We have like a green bean casserole, and we also have like a corn casserole.
What kind of gravy do you do?
We make our own gravy. It's almost like a it's almost like a kind of like a knockoff of a KFC gravy. It's like pretty close to that.
I've also seen on, I think I follow you on Facebook. You do like knockoffs of, didn't you do a knockoff of the KFC like bowl thing that they do?
Yeah. Yeah. We've done that. It was, we call that the finger licker. We just got done doing something. It was like kind of like a knockoff of Olive Garden. It was like the tour of Italy is what we called it instead of Italy. Mm-hmm. That was kind of fun. We do pretty well when we do things like that. We have like a special that's called Satan's Filet, which is a knockoff of Chick-fil-A. We have fun with that, too.
Do you have a favorite knockoff that you've done or one that just made people laugh?
Honestly, my favorite one that we do is when we do our Taco Hell, and we just do like Mexican pizzas and we do crunch wraps and just like all kinds of like Taco Bell menu items. It's like my favorite time to just like pig out on our food.
All right. Well, I enjoy your beef and cheddar, which is a knockoff on Arby's,
yes,
but it's solely your own. It's delicious. Well, we have been talking with a vegan deli owner and chef, Kevin Reidenbaugh. He is the owner and chef at Satan's Realm. Thank you so much for being here, Kevin.
Hey, thanks for having me.
And coming up on Fascinating Ohio, the Vegan Edition, it continues. We'll travel up north to Cleveland and we'll learn about the vegan food scene there. That's when All Sides continues on 89.7 NPR News.
Sources and methods, the crown jewels of the intelligence community. Shorthand for how do we know what's real? Who told us? If you have those answers, you're on the inside, and NPR wants to bring you there. From the Pentagon to the State Department to spy agencies, listen to understand what's really happening and what it means for you. Sources and Methods, the new national security podcast from NPR.
You're listening to All Sides. I'm your host, Amy Jurevich. This is Fascinating Ohio, a show where we introduce you to people from the Buckeye State with an interesting story to tell. On this edition of Fascinating Ohio, it's all vegan food. We're going to explore some vegan-friendly establishments this hour. Cleveland Vegan is an all-vegan cafe and bakery located in Lakewood, Ohio. The cafe offers a large brunch menu as well as coffee, smoothies, superfood lattes, and more. They also offer bakery services and catering. Joining us today is Laura Ross, the owner of Cleveland Vegan. Welcome to All Sides, Laura.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So it's been about 10 years, a little over 10 years of Cleveland Vegan, which started out as catering only. Can you tell us your story? How did it become what it is today?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So we've been in business for 13 years. We started off, as you mentioned, as a catering company. And you know, we knew there was a need for vegan catering in the area. We just didn't know what the demand would be like until we got going. And it was a pretty explosive beginning. We started getting events, small events to big events. And then we expanded into the location we're at now about 11 years ago. Mm-hmm. And so we started off, like you mentioned, as a brunch restaurant, because if anyone knows, when you give up Not only meat, but dairy and egg. Going out for breakfast is so hard because everything has egg in it. So that was sort of the idea behind that, was just having a brunch kind of idea, having biscuits and gravy and a breakfast sandwich and all of the favorite things. So, and then we've expanded from there. We're an all-day cafe now.
Were you always vegan, or when did you decide to go all vegan?
No, I mean, I was vegan when we started the business for sure, but I went vegetarian in my early 20s, and then in my late 20s I went vegan, and then a couple of years later we had the idea. My husband is a musician and traveled around the country, and when he stopped traveling when his band broke up, he loved food, had worked at restaurants, his uncle's restaurant, and helped open a catering company. But when he was more stable here in Cleveland, he was like, I think I'd like to do something with food. And we were both vegan, and that's sort of where the idea came from.
And when you decided to go vegan, was it health reasons? Was it for animals? Was it what was the crux behind that?
I mean, it was all of them. I mean, I probably became vegetarian initially for animal rights, for animal, like no harm necessary. And then it moved into sort of a spiritual practice for me. I'm a yoga teacher, and then I think what the final thing when I gave up dairy was in my late 20s. I just, used to get like a lot of congestion and issues like that, and everything I would research said to try just eliminating dairy or reducing the amount of dairy intake. And I did, and within like a couple of weeks I felt a lot better. I used to get like just sick more. So yeah.
So
So
Cleveland Vegan is Northeast Ohio's first all-vegan coffee bar. And then I wanted to ask you about the vegan scene in Cleveland. So how has it changed? When you first started in 2012, were you one of the few, and now there's more? Like, what's it look like for?
My gosh, it's changed so much. Well, first off, up in Akron, if anyone remembers, there Chrissy Hynde, famous Chrissy Hynde, she used to have an all vegan vegetarian restaurant way before I think the world was ready for it. But that closed, well, long before we opened. But yes, when we opened, like I said, I knew there was a need for it because there was literally nothing happening at that time. But I just didn't know what that demand would look like. Where we're located, we're just a little west of downtown Cleveland. It's a really fun, walkable, sort of not corporate-y kind of neighborhood. So it's really meant for a place like ours. There's also an all-vegan donut shop that opened up some years after us in our same little town. But and there's a vegetarian restaurant here. So there's actually a really healthy scene. There's a ton of restaurants, that are all around town. But yeah, we sort of kind of paved the way with maybe some others. But yeah, we have a pretty comprehensive amount of services, from being a full bakery, full catering company, and a full restaurant, open breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yeah,
So yeah.
and making your cafe open for that long, was that something that you always wanted to do? Was that like a goal, or did this just happen over time?
Like a goal to have the restaurant or to
Yeah.
have it? No. My husband and I, like, we're not like professional restaurateurs. My background, I was worked in social work and was teaching yoga. I was in the administrative side, so I had some aspect of running things. But my husband was, a chef, so he knew the back of house. But we are just really passionate vegans, and felt really strongly about that. And we just planned to do catering. We thought it would be a little small side project, truthfully, for him. And then it exploded. And then we thought, okay, maybe we could do something more. And I always describe our growth as very organic. Like when we first started, we had 8 employees. Our hours were super limited. Our menu was tiny. Even our footprint was smaller. We've actually broken into the storefront next to us as the years went on, expanded our hours, expanded our offerings. I've just sort of let the business tell us, like, okay, it's time for some more. So.
On your website, you seem very prideful of your staff and your team. The co-owner and head chef is your husband, as you said. So, how did this idea grow, and with your team? Just to tell me a little bit about the team and running a business with your husband.
Okay, well, that's two things.
Yeah.
But so like I said, when we first opened the restaurant, we had 8 employees, and now we have around 40. So
Yeah.
it's quite a bit. Back in those early days, we had an employee. Her name's Juliana. She had all the experience of running a restaurant and working on like on the other side of things. We had more of the catering side, and she knew we wanted to open something, and she was like, "I'll quit my other job and I'll help you run this restaurant." And so it was really me and my husband, Justin, and Juliana, the three of us. She was with us for almost 12 years. It was such an amicable departure. She just left the business in general because it's a hard one to stay in for a long time. But she, I give her just so much credit for all of the work that she did for all of those years, figuring out how to run a restaurant, keep it running, staffing. She really had to grow as a person. Like I've realized, like, you hire a great chef or a great server or a great manager, but it's different when, or excuse, not manager, but it's different when you ask them to manage people and manage a whole company. So, but yeah, we also offer, I believe, we believe strongly in offering benefits. We offer paid time off and health insurance and a 401k, which are not benefits that a lot of restaurants offer, but we want to, as much as possible, make people feel like they can have a real living working with us. And it's hard because the overhead in restaurants is so tight. So that's why and I understand why a lot of places don't do it, but it's just been from the beginning something really important to us. We closed down for a break for all of the team. Two small breaks in the winter and the summer. We've just built that into like our operations, and we just are, we treat them as much as we can, with give them as many benefits as we're able to, but we don't have as much turnover as most restaurants, which is really great. I think people come to work here because they're passionate about veganism. They like the industry, but they don't want to continue working maybe in like a traditional restaurant setting. So we have a great team. They're amazing.
This is Fascinating Ohio from All Sides on 89.7 NPR News, and we're talking about Cleveland Vegan with owner Laura Ross. So I'll go to the second part of my question. What is it like running a business with your husband?
I mean, I feel so supported. It's so great to not have to make every major decision by myself. I feel so fortunate that I have a partner that I can do that with. We also have 3 kids. And we work together. So I always joke with people that I need a break from my husband, but I also see him more. It's like I see him all the time, but in the capacity of like working day to day. Thankfully, we have 2 separate roles. Like, I'm more in operations, and he's more in the back of house and that and production. So it does help things, but it gets tricky.
Do you still do the catering side of your business as much as you did, or is it focus on the cafe and the brick and mortar now?
No, we still do a lot of catering. We do a lot of catering. We've become the preferred caterer at the Cuyahoga Valley National Park up here and Stan Hewitt, which is a beautiful venue. So we do a lot of catering. I have an event marketing coordinator that handles all of our major big events. She's been with us for over 5 years. She's fantastic. But yeah, no, so we do a lot. We do a lot of holiday catering. But today it's the restaurant that takes up so much. Being open from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., 6 days a week, it's like that is
A lot.
requires the most
Yes.
effort.
Yeah. I also saw on your website you make beautiful wedding cakes, all vegan ingredients, obviously. So do you do a lot of wedding cakes?
We do so many wedding cakes. Yeah. But again, when we very first opened, that was not our specialty. I think we had like a chocolate chip cookie and a peanut butter cookie. We didn't anticipate being a bakery, but we got constant requests like, "Can you do cakes? Can you do cakes?" And we were like, maybe we should. So we sort of sought out different bakers, and so now we have an entire bakery. They have their own kitchen. It's a whole thing. We have a bakery manager and the whole staff underneath them. So yeah, they do wedding cakes, all occasion cakes. We sell our bakery items wholesale throughout Cleveland. So, yeah.
Where do you source your ingredients from for all the different vegan ingredients you need to be fully vegan?
A variety of places, you know, we work with a local guy, a local distributor that kind of can piece out some of those different types of ingredients that we need. Like, and you can get all these ingredients at a lot of grocery stores, but we need like
A
cases,
lot, yeah.
of Earth Balance butter or Veganaze, things that are harder to come by. You know, and then we use a local produce called Sanson downtown where we get mostly organic produce from.
I
But
feel like over the past 10 to 15 years, a lot of the substitutes have gotten a lot better. I don't know if you'll agree, but even like the egg and butter substitutes, do you think they've gotten better over time?
so much better. When we first opened, you know my last holdup from dairy was coffee creamer, because when I have a cup of coffee, I like it to be, you know, creamy. I like it to have a thicker coffee creamer. And there was no op like 15 years ago, you know, there was non-dairy milk, but there really wasn't much. And I remember Trader Joe's came out with this like organic soy coffee creamer, and it was thick and creamy, and there were little tiny like cartons, but we sourced that because I wanted customers to come in here for brunch and like have a real normal feeling experience for them. And so, and for me, it's like you want your cup of coffee if you like cream, like with that. So, but yeah, I didn't have to do that for that. You know, maybe 5 years later, bigger companies came out with, you know, like for example, like Oatly, you know, milk right now is massive. But yeah, somewhere along the way, I think in 2019, World Economics Forum called it was the year of the vegan. And they did this massive article and all this research and all these studies about why veganism is great for your body and health. But it was a, I will never forget that year felt like it was the year of the vegan because it was a massive push. Our business went from like one thing to like a whole other thing. And just looking out when we're super busy, we have young kids, hipster kids to like, elderly people coming in, families. We have such a diverse clientele. It's not just like one type of person coming in. It's really like everyone's like, oh, okay, like I can have a meal that doesn't have meat in it, and I can be vegan or not vegan. And I think that was one of the studies I read then, was like that there's a lot of growing vegans and vegetarians, but what the bigger growing number are just people that are eating less and less meat. They're eating meat still and dairy, but maybe not as much. So that all factors into our growth and, you know, the introduction of more vegan places.
Since you're a brunch place and a bakery, I want to know what egg substitute do you use? Do you use the tofu, or maybe it's two different types of egg substitutes if you're baking versus making
Oh yeah.
scrambled eggs?
So many different substitutes. So yeah, we have an Eggs Benedict, and we get this thing. Well, right now it's on back order, so we make our own cashew tofu egg. But usually it's called a yolk egg, and it actually opens up and it looks like a yolk. And I don't know how they do it, but it sort of tastes like an egg. And
Fascinating.
you know, we make our own cash or a hollandaise sauce on top, and with all the other accoutrements with it, it tastes, you know, you wouldn't really know the difference. But yes, with our scramble, it's tofu based. We have when you're baking, it varies again how to substitute the egg. And something like a cookie, we use a flax egg. So you take ground flax, a little warm water, and you mix it, and it makes a little paste. And it has a little bit of that eggy, gummy sort of quality, and it substitutes the egg. And then the rest of the ingredients, you know, you just use non-dairy milk, vegan butter, and then the rest of the ingredients are anyways vegan. But you can use bananas, applesauce, like in cakes, to sub out the egg.
So it sounds like your business has grown and exploded. And do you have any plans to grow more? Are you going to expand? Is there going to be a Cleveland Vegan 2 or anything?
Yeah, well, that was the question for like a bazillion years. You know, we really considered expanding into another location after our third kid was born about 8 years ago. I think ultimately we decided that we wanted to watch our kids grow up, and We wanted to be a part of their lives, and we've seen so many types of businesses like expand like that, and it's really hard, especially a restaurant. So our way of expanding, so instead, in lieu of another brick and mortar, we've decided to grow our business. Like, we've expanded into the location next door. We built another commercial kitchen beneath us so we can take on more catering. We sell our items wholesale at a number of places. So I like to think of our location here as like the Cleveland Vegan mothership, and let's grow like outside of these walls, versus having another whole location, because I've seen it not go great for people personally who are the ones running it, and maybe it goes great too, but we probably won't have a second brick and mortar unless my kids want to help us run the business.
There you go. Well, yeah. We've been talking about the bakery and cafe, Cleveland Vegan, with owner Laura Ross. Thank you so much for your time today, Laura.
Thank you. Have a great day.
And coming up on our vegan edition of Fascinating Ohio, it will continue, and we're going to talk about the It's All Natural Temple store. That's when All Sides continues on 89.7 NPR News.
Sources and methods, the crown jewels of the intelligence community. Shorthand for how do we know what's real? Who told us? If you have those answers, you're on the inside, and NPR wants to bring you there. From the Pentagon to the State Department to spy agencies, listen to understand what's really happening and what it means for you. Sources and Methods, the new national security podcast from NPR.
You're listening to All Sides. I'm your host, Amy Jurevich. This is Fascinating Ohio, a show where we introduce you to people from the Buckeye State with an interesting story to tell. And this edition of Fascinating Ohio is all about vegan food. We're going to explore some vegan-friendly establishments this hour. And as a vegan, you don't just avoid meat. It's also eggs and milk and butter, and for some, even honey. Your average grocery store doesn't always provide substitutes for all of these items. That's where It's All Natural Grocery Store comes into the conversation. It's a vegan store that operates 3 days a week and hosts seasonal vegan pop-up events. And joining us today is the manager of It's All Natural Temple Store, Lee Ng. Welcome to All Sides, Lee.
Thank you, Emmy.
Thank you for being here. Yes.
Thank you for having me.
And so I wanted to ask you, like, what category of items do you provide that maybe other stores don't have or don't have as much of? Tell me about some of your products.
So we basically provide like vegan frozen food, like vegan bacon, vegan steak, vegan chicken, whatever you can, you know, think of in the meat version that we have it here. So it's all made with plant-based, you know, made with compassion as well.
Do you feel like there's certain brands that your customers like over others? I mean, there's lots of different brands out there. Do you carry every brand of fake bacon, or do you have particular ones that you like best and your customers like best?
The particular one is made out of the beans. It's called, what's that? Bacon. It's it's spelled as B-A-K-O-N. Mm-hmm. It's very good. Bacon substitute that people always come back for it. And there's another one made out of soy. It's called All Vegetarian Company. It's a very, you know, good substitute when we want to make sandwich out of it. Any dishes that we want a replacement, that's a very good brand that I would recommend for that.
Yeah. Do you get requests for certain brands from your customers, or do you kind of source it and figure out what you like best?
Yes, we take customers' recommendation, and some we do online research as well. And some of them, like a soy curl that was referred by our customers, that they always get things online order it directly to the company, and they hoping to see that the local businesses carry it. So here we are, we comes in and fill the gaps, so they can, you know, they can buy it whenever they want. They don't have to order like a bulk. You know, ship it, like, whole thing to get a free shipping there.
So tell me about starting your business. How long ago and what made you want to start It's All Natural?
So it's all started from a simple idea that we want to live more compassionately and want to share it with others. So we believe that in why love one and eat one, and wanted to show that vegan food can be approachable and comforting. So when we first started in 2013, vegan option in Columbus is very limited. So we hope that fill that gap and connect with people through food and try to like carry unique vegan products here. You don't like you only can normally see it online, and then you can actually like come into the store and see it in person and try it.
So you said you started in 2013. So yes. you have been around for the growth of veganism. Our last guest was just saying she thought that like 2019 was the year of the vegan when everything started exploding. Do you feel like veganism has really grown a lot in the past, 10 to 15 years?
Definitely. It's grown so much. When we first started, there's like only a few options, like, non-vegan restaurant, only like a few very limited option here. Now we have like vegan, and Columbus has lots of vegan restaurants exploding around. And then when we started and, start bringing like vegan vendors, like want to like, test the market, test the water, like, and then here's comes in the events that we host, like the vegan pop-up market that you just mentioned.
So tell me more about the pop-up market. So what are these and what do you do for those?
We started like 2 years after we started the business. So we try to like bringing, the community together and then introduce that, we have the same target audience. Like, we try to bring in like people want to test the market and then, meet the community and then push the market to products out. And then so we started back in, we have a storefront in Gahanna, and now we when we hosted the market there, it's not very convenient because the store space is very small. So we hosted it in the temple regularly. That makes sense. Like we moved the location here in 2018. So this year, the winter vegan pop-up market on December 7th, we will mark 10 years bringing the community together. It's very exciting.
Talk to me a little bit more about like your name is It's All Natural Temple Store. So tell me about the temple part of it. You're located inside a temple?
Yes, we're located inside the temples. Like it makes sense. It makes sense that we have this definitely extension, the temple's value. We believe that respect, dignity of all lives form. That's our belief. So we it's a fundraiser store where all proceeds go back to support the temple. It's also become a peaceful place for people to learn about, mindful eating and compassion. So the shop isn't just about a business.
Yeah. So tell me more about the fundraising. Whenever you make any profits, what happens with that?
Yeah, I would go right back to support the temple operation. And then we also donate some of the proceeds through the vegan pop-up to like local nonprofit as well, like mainly the animal sanctuary.
Tell me a bit how Buddhism intersects with veganism.
Buddhism is about avoiding killing and harming all life. So this is perfect. We want to promote the veganism in the society. Like we want to put it in practice, like, start from your plate, being compassionate. Like you don't just practice it. You just don't like learning the compassion. You have to put it in practice.
Have you always been a vegan?
I was a long time vegetarian, like when I was 15. So that's like 30 years ago. Become vegan isn't very hard for me, like with nowadays the choices.
So I've heard from a lot of people who are vegetarian who eventually become vegan that it was easier to make that leap in more recent years because the substitutes for cheese and dairy and egg have gotten better. Do you agree with that?
Yes, I agree. Yes, like, you can easily swap anything like plant-based milk. And there's a lot of milk alternative. And, when you go to the coffee shop, you can easily order with milk alternative like oat milk, almond milk, soy milk, any kinds of milk you can think of. If you want something affordable, you can Google it online, look up your recipe, buy both things. There you go. There's any way you want to live in a lifestyle with more compassion.
We talked about the pop-up events you have, and you said you have one coming up in December. But also, your store is not open 5 days a week. What made you decide that you're only going to be open limited hours?
Because it's on a temple location, and then we are like a tax-exempt property, so we're not allowed like doing regular businesses. So allow like doing certain with tight a limit in certain hours. So like a fundraiser store isn't an everyday business, so we try to open it like 3 days a week on a weekend. So it's more, and then people can schedule their private shopping time as well, and then they can do online shopping as well.
Oh yeah, I noticed on your website that you offer delivery in the Columbus area. So do people order from you and you can deliver it?
Yes, especially during the COVID time, we really have a website ready during the COVID pandemic time. Yeah, that's really convenient for people. They order it and come in to pick it up, or order it or have it delivered.
This is Fascinating Ohio from All Sides on 89.7 NPR News, and we're talking about the It's All Natural Temple Store with manager Lee Ng. I'm assuming from the name that it's not just about being vegan, it's about being natural and sustainable too. Can you tell us more about that priority for your store?
Yeah, of course. So vegan and sustainable, it's more veganism, not about just about animals. It's all about the planet, environment, and even for us, yourself, your better future. We all work for looking for a better future, so why not start from your plate? You want to live it in, have a good life. You need to work on that, not just think of it in your head. You have to put in practice in the actual
Your store offers more than just food items, though, right? Tell me about some other things that your store has.
We do carry some recyclable, like fork and utensil stuff, personal care item that cruelty free, also like reusable bottle, and that's a very small section. So we emphasize like more vegan dry goods and refrigerated stuff and frozen stuff. That's our main thing.
Oh, okay. Do you also have like vegan, I don't know, deodorants and soaps, that kind of thing?
Yes. There's very small sections.
Okay. What do most of your customers come to you for? Like, what's your most popular items?
I think most popular item is like vegan pepperoni right now, and vegan chicken drumstick, and like a beef taste of the soy protein. That's mainly they're looking for. And then recently we carry the rebel cheese that's very popular, like the vegan cheese from made out of cashew cheese. And we do like regularly tasting, like during the pop-up, we're bringing some new vegan cheese line, and then we will do like sampling. People were excited, like they don't really taste like vegan, and they are they just taste like the real one if you don't tell
Yeah.
them.
Yeah. And so talk to me more about your involvement in the vegan scene in Columbus. So the guest we had on earlier, he's the owner of Satan's Realm, and he said that your pop-ups were really helpful for him, bringing his food truck and just exposing people. So who else do you work with your pop-ups?
I can't believe in vegan in Vegetable, and what else? I think that some of this is like a coffee cart, like a Two Tigers coffee, and even work with Portia Cafe, like Dystopian's food truck as well. And the Little Chicken is no longer available. When they first started, we have it parked it up in our storefront, in front of a store when they first start up.
So how
It's not, sorry, it's not really easy for reaching out to the vegan community on your own. So we decided to bring everyone together. That's how we want to grow together.
Do you sense the growth of veganism in Columbus just from owning the store? Do you feel busier now than you did back in 2013?
Definitely. Yeah, we get like a lot of new faces as well. And then some of them, when they first trying to transition into a veganism diet, they Google it online. What our store comes up, and they just it's a wow scene for them, like a one vegan wonderland. Like, I never thought about this. This stuff can be vegan. This is like amazing. So we try to like helping them. Choose what kind of products they want, how they start up. So when they started up, and then they like to make their own products and more affordable way. That's I think our store is their like a starting point for them to become a vegan. So it's really growing right now. And then we can see, every pop-up, we bring in a lot of new customers, new faces, like around the town, not even limited in Columbus. We even got vendors from Cleveland, from Dayton, and then customers from Athens, Akron, all around Ohio.
Well, I want to thank you so much for joining us today to tell me about your store. And we've been talking about the It's All Natural Temple store with manager Lee Ng. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Amy, for having me.
And this has been the vegan edition of Fascinating Ohio. We highlighted just a few of the many vegan establishments in the Buckeye State. This is All Sides on 89.7 NPR News. I want to say thanks to our staff, producers Marcus Charleston and Aaron Esmont-Rabinowitz, student producers Iza Huck, Colin Simpson, and Kiara Burson, video production by The Ohio Channel, board operation by Chris Johnston and Cameron Howard. You're listening to All Sides on 89.7 NPR News. If you missed any part of today's show, find at our website. You can listen back at wosu.org/allsides. Subscribe to the podcast, and every episode is available in our mobile app. This is 89.7 NPR News. I'm Amy Jurevich.